Penguin Random House Audio presents The Quartet, Orchestrating the Second American Revolution, 1783 to 1789, by Joseph J. Ellis. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Preface. Pluribus to Unum. The idea for this book first came to me while listening to 28 middle school boys recite the Gettysburg Address from memory in front of their classmates and proud parents. My son Scott was teaching science at the Greenwood School in Putney, Vermont, and had invited me to judge the annual oratorical contest. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but at some point during the strenuous, if repetitious, effort to get Lincoln's words right, it dawned on me that the first clause in the first sentence of Lincoln's famous speech was historically incorrect. Lincoln began as follows: 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation. No, not really. In 1776, 13 American colonies declared themselves independent states that came together temporarily to win the war, then would go their separate ways. The government they created in 1781, called the Articles of Confederation, was not really much of a government at all, and was never intended to be. It was, instead, what one historian has called a peace pact among sovereign states that regarded themselves as mini-nations of their own that came together voluntarily for mutual security in a domestic version of a League of Nations. And once you started thinking along these lines, there were reasons as self-evident as Jefferson's famous truths why no such thing as a coherent American nation could possibly have emerged after independence was won. Politically, a state-based framework followed.